This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday American aid to Ukraine will keep flowing for now as he sought to reassure allies of continued U.S. financial support for the war effort. Congress voted late Saturday to avert a government shutdown by passing a short-term funding package that dropped assistance for Ukraine in the fight against Russia.
It's good news for the American people because the government will not shut down and a needless crisis will have been averted, saving millions of Americans needless pain.
Both the House of Representatives and the Senate overwhelmingly approved the stopgap measure. Serbia is denying reports of a troop buildup near Kosovo. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić is rejecting U.S. and EU reports of a military buildup along the country's border with Kosovo. In the wake of rising tension in the Balkan region after a recent deadly shootout, Vučić says reports of increased military presence are untrue, complaining of a campaign of lies against his country. Kosovo's government says it's monitoring Serbian military presence from three different directions and is urging its neighbor to pull back troops and demilitarize the border area. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says its warplanes carried out raids on suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq following a suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital. A ministry statement said Sunday some 20 targets of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, were destroyed in the aerial operation, including caves and cave shelters and depots. Earlier, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near the entrance of the Interior Ministry.